From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry backs Egypt's anti-terror push. Secretary Kerry arrived in Qatar, where he'll be meeting with his counterparts in the Gulf Cooperation Council to put aside concerns about the Iran nuclear deal. He spent most of Sunday in Egypt holding talks with his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, in Cairo, focusing on security and other issues.
We have confidence in Egypt, and it's important to be beginning to rebuild elements of our relationship based on this strategic dialogue.
Mr. Kerry also met with President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in a diplomatic show of support for Egypt's ongoing face-off against Islamist extremists in the Sinai Peninsula. Mr. Kerry is on a five-nation tour of the Middle East and South Asia. Britain and France say it is a top priority for them to block the onslaught of thousands of migrants seeking passage to England via the Eurotunnel. In a joint statement published in British and French newspapers, Britain's Home Secretary and her French counterpart called on other European Union countries and the international community to help curb the flow of refugees from Africa to Europe. At least 10 migrants have died attempting the France to Britain passage. Kurdish rebels launched a suicide attack Sunday at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and wounding 24 others. The attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. In a separate attack, one Turkish soldier was killed and 4 others wounded in the southeastern Mardin province when their military vehicle struck a landmine believed to have been placed there by rebels. This is VOA News. Israel's ordered detentions without trial of Israeli citizens suspected of waging violence against Palestinians as part of a crackdown against those responsible for a deadly arson attack on a Palestinian family in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli Security Cabinet approved the so-called administrative practice measure Sunday, coming 2 days after suspected Jewish ultranationalists torched a Palestinian home in the West Bank town of Douma. An 18-month-old toddler burned to death while his parents and brother suffered severe injuries. There's been no claim of responsibility. Canada's Prime Minister Stephen Harper dissolved Parliament Sunday and set an election for October 19th. Mr. Harper and his Conservative Party are seeking a fourth term in office after almost a decade in power. Mr. Harper has gradually pushed his generally center-left country toward more conservative policies, lowering taxes, supporting the oil industry against environmental attacks, and increasing military spending. President Obama will formally unveil an ambitious plan Monday to combat climate change by reducing carbon emissions from U.S. power plants. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
President Obama issued a call to action with a video posted on Facebook before an announcement that could define his legacy on the environment.
Power plants are the single biggest source of the harmful carbon pollution that contributes to climate change. But until now, there have been no federal limits to the amount of that pollution those plants can dump into the air. Think about that.
The goal, reduce emissions by more than 30% from 2005 levels by 2030. The plan sets a target, but allows individual states to decide how to comply. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The plan is expected to face opposition as power companies and the Republican-led Congress raise questions about the cost of reforms and effect on consumers. An Egyptian court again postponed its verdict in the retrial of 3 Al Jazeera journalists charged with supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood. The verdict is now scheduled to be coming on August 29th. The courts repeatedly delayed the proceedings since Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, Egyptian Bahar Mohamed, and Australian Peter Greste were arrested in December of 2013. The three men were convicted more than a year ago, with a judge sentencing Greste and Fahmy to 7 years in prison and Mohamed to 10 years. U.S. civil rights campaigners are marching 1,385 kilometers from Selma, Alabama, to Washington, D.C., to highlight what they say is a fresh attack on equal rights. The 40-day and 40-night march is to end September 15th. The rally, organized by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, marks the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.